Hello. It's me, Stefan.
Annie.
Yeah. She's here. She's still out here. No, we were just we're gonna watch this magic on the TV right now, and we were just like, magic is, because there's some magic where it's just like, this is stupid, right? Like, you didn't make the fucking Statue of Liberty disappear, David Copperfield. And like, David Copperfield, did you know that's a book by, I believe, oh boy.
Wait,
it's a book.
Is David Copperfield?
He was on Epstein Island. You know who David Copperfield is? You don't know who David? Well, you were young. He was like one of these Las Vegas magicians that like would do like some of the most outrageous shit that you're just like doing.
Kind of like Chris Angel.
Chris Angel. That's yes, exactly right.
Okay.
But Chris Angel would do things that like. It's just like, dude, you didn't disappear. Like, you know, like, remember the one he was, like, on, like, a go-kart? And he's, like, driving, and then all of a sudden, like, he just vanished? You remember that one? It's like, didn't vanish. Like, it's like the David Blaine levitation.
Yep.
Like, you see it, how can he look like he's off the ground if he's not?
Right.
Like.
Without putting anything there, and, like, you see it, him put something there.
Well, that's the thing that, when you see it on TV, you're like, this is fake. Like, you think it's fake.
Yeah.
All
of things,
it.
Yeah.
And then when you see it just in front of you, it's just mind-blowing. Like, good magic is fucking mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is unexplainable. But that guy can explain it. He knows what he did.
Yeah.
But how? How do you get something through a pane of glass? How did you do that?
Right.
Because you didn't build. Like, how did you? I watched a guy do this. He put a card through a fucking pane of glass. How?
Yeah.
How? Like, and just when
he
want
to tell you his secrets?
He would say it's magic.
That's all. What an asshole, though.
He would say it's
just
magic. But like, because even if he explains to me, I'm like, but like, how still? Oh, cool. Like, but how? The fact, and even when it gets to the point where like, they can just, it's like they can like read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, just name a number in your head between like 1,000 and there's like, and you're like, how in the world?
Yeah.
How in the world? Because, you know, the people that will just discredit magic, first of all, just fucking. How like curmudgeon do you need to be to discredit magic? Magic is fucking cool. Like, if I could do magic, I would do it everywhere. I would just do it to do it.
You should get a little magic kit and start trying.
It's too hard. It's too fucking hard. Because, first, a big thing with it is, and that's the thing with that dude that was at my old job, like, he wasn't weird like Chris Angel and David Blaine,
okay.
Right? Because the weirder they are, that's how they get you. They're being super weird, so now you're like, fuck, this is like kind of embarrassing. They're like, stare right into my eyes, don't you blink, and then your watch is gone.
Yeah.
How did they steal your watch?
Well,
you
that's
didn't
like
feel
sleight
it.
Of hand, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not sleight of hand. Your watch is on your wrist, and somehow it slid off of your hand, and you didn't feel it. But it's just unbelievable. It gets to a point, like, Siegfried and Roy, like, come on. I think I called him Royd. But which one got attacked by the tiger?
I think it was...
Was it Roy?
Siegfried's the bigger guy, right?
There wasn't... What?
Wait, who am I... Oh, no, I'm thinking of... Who is it?
Who are you thinking of?
Who's the big guy and then the little guy that don't talk?
Penn and Teller. Like, they had a show where, like, magicians would come on and try to, like, stump them on how they did it. And some people come on, they're like, how the fuck did you eat it?
Yes,
right?
I remember that show.
And these are like high profile magicians. Because there's not many. I think we named them all, actually. I don't think there's many more. But
do you remember the show? It was like all black screen and then just hands. And they would show you how like some magic tricks are done.
Sure.
But you never saw it first, it was just hands.
Well, because you're breaking the fourth wall, bud. That's kayfabe that you're fucking with. You know what I mean? You're getting death threats. They're gonna kill you. It's like the wrestling one where they're like, this is how they do it, and the wrestlers want to kill those guys. You're giving away the business, the industry secret. But like, even when they would tell you how to do it, and you're like, but
I still don't get it. Yeah.
Like, how did you get that there? Like, the one where, you know how they can, like, pick a number on the TV, and then they can, like, they know the number every time?
Yes.
That's, like, a mathematical thing.
I think so, yeah.
It just works out that this is what it's going to be all the time. But to give someone an unopened pack of cards and this is why it's mind blowing. Name a card, and you just name any, and they tell you not to name like Ace of Spades because that's what everyone goes to, and then you just tell them, ah, Ten of Diamonds. Here's the deck, and you open it. How the fuck is it the only one different? Like, how?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, I saw this dude literally. It wasn't even in the deck. It was like, he was like, yeah, I had my back on you. I knew you were gonna say it. I was like, how the fuck did you know this? And I'm telling you, the Lanier thing, I still don't know to this day. I still don't get it. People were like, he had to have touched you. He had to have sleight of handed you. I'm like, okay. He didn't, though.
Maybe he put it in there beforehand. Like, before he even did this, you had no idea.
No, this is what people were saying. But, like, how did he get my Lanier to do this?
You had your Lanier on the entire day?
You have to. I had to. And it came home with me. Like, I didn't leave it downstairs with him. Even if did he sneak up to my desk? And then even if he did, how did he know what card I was going to pick to do it?
True.
You know, like, true. How did he know this? How did it get in my lanyard, though? You don't understand. I almost left work. I did. I was mind blown. I'm still mind blown. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, because that is really crazy.
But he had it. He had the card. He had the piece of the card. Because that's when it gets crazy, because they're like, no, you do all of it, right? I'm not going to do any of it. He was like, pick the card, take the card, fold it, right? And then rip whatever corner you want off the card, and then hand it to me. He did some, you know how they do the thing with their hands, and no piece of card in his hand. I go, well, okay. He goes, well, where would it go? I was like, you tell me, man. He goes, and he, like, on his collar, I unzip my jacket. I'm not lying to you. In my lanyard, behind my badge, there's a fucking piece of card. How? How?
Yeah, that's why.
I'm not, like, how? And there were people that were like, I'm telling you, they were mind blown. Because there was one where he put two quarters together. And they're like, well, it's because, like, they're fake quarters. Like, but he got the quarters from somebody. Was she the plant? Like, the fourth floor fucking girl going on her cig break? He was like, hey, I'm going to give you these fake quarters. You need to come down and do it. How'd she know when I was going to go break? How? Because he gave me them. He
goes, to my break, same time every time.
But she didn't work with me. She was in another. She was a whole other person that worked in the building. I didn't know this woman.
Okay.
He asked me for the quarters first. Like, I don't have any quarters on me. The girl that I was with was like, I think I have quarters. Didn't have them. Some girl comes out. He goes, you got a couple quarters? She goes, oh, yeah. Hands them. He clicked them together, and there were two quarters inside of each other. He gave it to me. He goes, try to take apart. And I'm like, ugh! And he just, it was, the girl was like, I don't. It was, magic is fucking awesome.
Yeah, but if
it's real, right? It's like psychics, right? If it's real, you are not using it to the full capability of it, right? You should be a billionaire. If you're psychic, you should win the lottery every fucking time.
Well, that's not how it works.
Oh, because it doesn't work, right? Because it doesn't work. It's the same thing with psychics. They're magicians, but they're doing it a different way. They're not doing tricks in front of you. They're fucking using all the same tools to get you to just fall into it. And then you're so fucking just like spun by what just happened. And you're like, it's fucking real. But people, no one, like, people believe way more in psychics than in magic. No one believes magic is real. There are people that believe psychics are real. Like, they will go to the grave sticking up for psychics because they know it's real. And you ask them how. Oh, because like, I've had one tell me something that they couldn't possibly know. I'm like, okay. But it's because you got tricked into, like, giving information that you didn't even know you gave.
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Because.
Definitely, that happens.
Or
I do think.
Or you put aside the 20 things they got wrong, and then the one thing they got right, you're like, yeah, oh, yeah, I had a fucking Aunt Jill. And, like, what about the 10 other aunts that she got wrong? Nope. They don't ever remember those. These people are ridiculous. But psychics say they can, like, some literally will say they can see, like, this is crazy. How? How are these future visions coming to you? How can none of you, like, just on the first question talk to the dead person? Why is it gotta be, like, this whole thing? Like, some of them, like, they're straining, like, they're, like, on the shitter, like, it's coming through, it's very vague right now.
Well, yeah, because sometimes
that's my ESP. Remember I said I had that? Like, it's just so vague, I don't. I don't want to, like, just tell people what, because I don't...
Because sometimes the information that they're getting is vague. Like, they don't get direct answers.
Why? Is the ghost trolling? So grandma's just trolling? Like, I know the answer.
They're trying to get there, but they can't quite...
But can't quite what? Talk to dead people?
I do think some people...
Can talk to dead people.
You have that ability.
Okay. That's... They're not humans, then. That's a superpower. That's a level above human.
You are
talking, not like, because we're not even talking about like talking to another human being, like with like, what is that called? Telepathy? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not talking to them. Like, what? Because why wouldn't they be able to do that to you? Why wouldn't they be able to just tell you something without telling you? Just pass it right to me. Like, if you could talk to a fucking dead person, but why does the dead people never really say anything either, though? Do you ever notice that any of them, the dead people all say the same shit? They're doing well, and one day you will be back to it. We'll see each other one day again.
Most of the time when people are going
yes.
and wanting to hear.
Oh, so now it's the person
yes. Well, it's because, like, their energy, they're thinking about it, so their person comes through because...
But, okay.
To let them know.
Because they're used... Like, cops use these motherfuckers. Cops use psychics. And some cops are like, they were like that on. But like, because first of all, you're bringing them onto a case that they are going, they've probably know about, looked into, right? Like, now, to find a body, because why can't they do this? How is anybody missing? Just go get a psychic to, nope, they're in the Black Forest behind the old this tree. They don't do that.
Because that's not how it works.
But
I don't know how it works, but that's not how it works.
Neither do they, though. They never have told any. Like, how does it work? Are you, like, is it like that movie with Ricky Gervais? Or are they just bombarding you? Are dead people just like, hey, 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 like, all the time? Because, or do you have to connect to them? Is it just like the dead people are like, what the fuck is that? And it's fucking the New Jersey blonde chick? Like, hey, is there a Barbara out there? Yeah, you got a fucking room full of people. Someone probably knows a dead Barbara. It's like John Edwards. Have you ever, this guy. He's even. Oh, I'm getting an S. So the dead person can't even say their name, huh? Like, how... If I die, I'm going to tell... I would think I would. But maybe you forget your name when you die.
We're going to be like, who did that? Who gave his wife, like, a...
That was Houdini.
Because
he fucking hated psychics.
We'll do that.
They never could get it right. She went everywhere. To all of them. The top-notch ones. All of them. They said they could do the shit. And all they needed was to get one word.
Too bad she didn't go to Long Island Medium.
But like, because I thought about maybe like Houdini, the disdain he had for them. Like, even if they, when he is dead, it was like, oh no. So he just doesn't give it. He doesn't give the word.
He's like, phew.
But it's just... Not one of them could get just one word. They would beat around the bush.
I wonder what the word was.
You could probably find it. I bet you she, like, you know. But, yeah, I wonder what it was. Because it probably was something just stupid.
Yeah.
Not having to do with them, because that's probably what the psychics would say, right? Like, it's a change or trick. It's magician. It's like, you know, like, we're not asking you for anything. Because that's the problem, too, is they really don't allow you to ask anything. It's all them. Doing all this, and you're just sitting there, like, waiting for the answer. It's like, why can't I say something here? Like, why can't you, like, you know, we've been looking for fucking grandma's, like, wedding ring, and we can't find it. Can you ask her where she put it? Because, like, it's kind of important. You know, we're looking for, I don't know. I'm looking for my fucking dead, presumed dead daughter. Can you, like, tell me anything? What's her name? Why? M? To start with an M. They're like, oh, there's an M in her name. And now people that want to believe are like, well, M, it's... There's an M in her name, so, I mean, they're on the right track. And then it's like, but there's only 26 letters. Like,
yeah.
It's not hard. We're talking about magic looking real as fuck, and these people are very good. And the difference between magic and psychics is psychics have an advantage because they're playing on people's fucking, like, they're hurt. They're playing
yes.
on people's, like,
yes.
their feelings of their emotions. Magic doesn't have that. Magic has to blow your mind because most people are like, let's see it. With psychics, no one... that goes with psychic doesn't believe in psychics. People that don't believe in magic will see magic like, holy fuck, no one that doesn't believe in a psychic ever. Because psychics will say, you have to be open to it. Magicians don't say that. They'll just do it in front of you. You don't have to be open to it. You can trick shit on them, and they'll show you a trick and be like, oh, man, that's wild. No, no, no. The reason it's not coming through is because you're not open to the idea. Or maybe because you're a phony baloney. Because you need me to be this in order for the scam to actually take place, right?
Yeah, some people scam, absolutely.
All of them scam. All of them scam. Because the fact that I'm looking for a dead loved one, that'll be $300. I know the answer! $300, please! Oh!
Yeah.
Like, you know, but now you need to get, you have paywalls. You're like fucking video games. You got paywalls. Oh, you know, my dead relative is telling you things, but like, until I pay up, you can't tell me. Oh, okay. Oh, all right, yeah. Yay. Magicians will do magic for you and not be at a show. They'll just bust one out for you. Psychics can't do that. They need you to give them.
No, if you're going to see magic, you're paying to see it.
Right.
Pentatologists do see magic and not make you pay.
If you're going to see their show.
Going to do magic, they're going to make you pay.
No, they're not. You think David Blaine was making motherfuckers pay for his card tricks?
His commercial, his TV show.
But those people weren't. They had a TLC camera crew with him, and he would walk through the Brooklyn and just, and that's.
You don't know, maybe they just didn't show the fire. Maybe he was asking for donations.
He's like, that'll be $2.
Yeah.
You know? But that's, because with David Blaine too, it's like, black people especially, you can really, they think you're like, they think it's very real. So he's doing that as well. He wasn't, but he would go to everywhere and just do magic. He wasn't like, yeah, so I could do a really great one, but you're going to have to pay up first. No, you just do it. What is that New Jersey bitch's name? Do you have that one fucking gay guy who would, the celebrities, oh, okay. Because somehow the celebrities saying that psychic's real make it for us, our non-celebrities. Well, if Khloe Kardashian believes in it, then it must be real. No, it's not. Like, if you need to have an E-network TV show to show you can be a psychic, why would you even need a TV channel? You're a psychic, man. Like, just be a really good psychic where you're just blowing motherfuckers' minds. Just say anything that's not like a puzzle. It's all riddles and shit. They're like, oh yeah, it's coming through, but is there something, do you ever own a bike? And they're like, yeah, I did own a bike. Yeah, I'm seeing, blue is really sticking out to me. Like, well, I have blue shoes. And he's like, no, that's it, yes. Because that's what people do. They give them the answer.
Yes.
And they don't know they did it. They literally give them the answer. And he's like, yeah, that's what it was. Oh, Grandpa's saying, now, yes, now it's clear. Shoes, blue shoes, yes. And here we go. That's why everyone in the audience is just like, oh, yes. He would just say a letter. I'm getting an S. Oh, okay, that's clear. What do you mean? An S? You got a letter here?
And then he'll point to the side of the room.
Yep, and then people would be like, well, my grandpa's name and his nickname in college was Slick. And he's like, yes, Slick, yes. That's what they do. That's what they fucking do. Fucking con artists. How did we get there? Oh, can we watch movie? Yeah, it's crazy. But I hate psychics. I love magic, hate psychics. Because you're just preying on people's like desire to like talk to a loved one. You're just, those people are so just, they just want the loved one again, and you're preying on it like a fucking con artist. Like, you know, it's what they do. It's what churches do. They just prey on your sadness, and then it's like, well, you know, like, just keep coming to us, and we'll get you through it. And now it's like, I couldn't have got through, you know, the death of my husband if it wasn't for the fucking priest in the church. Oh, okay. All right. That hook, line, and sinker. Because the easiest way to sucker someone is when they're, like, sad.
Yeah.
Especially about, like, a death. Because, like, people get sad now over just anything. And it's, like, promoted. Hell, that shows. People say that shows emotional, like, strength. We need to really think about what emotional, because I don't even like the term, like, emotional, like, maturity. It's like, that's not really, it's like, you need to have, like, emotional, like, control. Like, emotional maturity, like, doesn't, what does that mean? But can you control your emotions? Because, you're emotionally mature and you fucking cried at the Barbie movie. Yeah, yay! That shows it. Like, crying isn't something that should just be fucking, just give it away. I just cry. I'm very emotional. Right, yeah. But, like, in not a great way. Because why is it when we think about emotional, we only think about that stuff? Like, everything is emotional, right? Like, we never look at someone that's always happy. Like, yeah, they're super emotional. Like, that's an emotion. Happy's an emotion.
It is.
You know, like, love is an emotion. Or, I mean, I guess it could be considered. But, like, it's not really something that you can, like, outrightly show, right? You know if someone's sad. You know if someone's mad. You know if someone's happy. You don't even know if someone's in love. Like, you don't. You know?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
But what do you mean? Sometimes. How do you...
Like, you can tell
in what way? What?
Just, like...
They're holding hands.
Doing kind gestures.
But, like... But that could... Kind gestures. So, like, every time someone holds a door for someone, they're... I love this guy.
I love you!
I love you! Because I love is, like, that just the word love. Like, the way that word is just, like, gone from, like, actually things that, like, you know, deserve it. And now it's like, we love everything. People, I love yogurt. I love Jordan. Like, people love everything now. Like, it's like, where do we go from there then? Like, it's supposed to be like a top-notch, like, you know, you can't love everything. And then when you tell, like, your significant other you love them, it's like, yeah, but you just said you loved fucking goddamn Magic. Yeah, I'm on the same fucking pedestal as Magic. That's crazy, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say on the same pedestal, but you can... love
yes,
things.
But you shouldn't just love things, though. Like, it's like you shouldn't just hate things, right? Because, like, you shouldn't just... You hate everything, but, like, now it's like... But, like, how do I know, like, how much you hate something? If you hate, like, having to, I don't know, wait... If you hate red lights, you know, god damn it, they're just so annoying, they're way too long. It's like, okay, but, like, now you said, like, you hate, like, mowing the lawn. I mean, like...
Maybe they do.
Yes.
Maybe both.
But, again, you can, to, like, love, hate, these are very, like, you can dislike something, right? But, like, to hate it, that's, like, a whole nother level. Like, you can like something.
Correct.
But then you love something, right? Like, you should like KFC. You should love it. Right? It's great. It's awesome. Tastes great. But, you know, you're in love with the colonel. But that's my crying thing, though, is, like, how can, you know, if you cry at everything, then, like, it lowers you as the crier. It's the boy who cried wolf. The boy, exactly. Exactly. It's the boy who cried wolf. Why do we say that? Because he cried over everything. And then it came to when he needed it the most.
Liar. He didn't cry about it. He went and told him that the wolf was there. And now he was like, boo.
No, he was, though. He was. Because it wasn't the boy that said wolf, right? He cried wolf. Because he was uber emotional all the time, and it was never...
I don't think that was it.
What?
Because you should be able to cry about things.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to cry.
About a lot. And sometimes when your feelings are too much...
Yes.
You don't know how to express them. They come out in that way. And that shouldn't be a problem.
But you just admitted you don't know how to express them. So, like, you just... You can't control them. It's just because it happened. Right? It's the emotional control or emotional maturity. People say emotional maturity. People that are crybabies, they're emotional and they're in touch with their emotions, and that's not a bad thing. But it is when we cry over little things. What happens when big things happen? A complete breakdown, just a complete fucking
not good.
Because there are things that should happen with. I'm not saying people shouldn't cry, but we can't cry over everything, right? Just like people shouldn't get mad over everything, right? If someone's always mad over everything, people are like, that's not, you need to, like, let it go, like, relax a little bit. But if people cry over everything, they're just like, man, just a good cry. But yeah, like, a good cry, because I don't know, it's like, they cried. I have cried, but I don't make it a normal habit. I don't, like, you know, I don't think, because most people are crying, they're doing it for themselves, right? Like, they're not crying for, like, the thing. They're like, I'm hurt, right? Like, oh, it's not that I'm not crying for you because you went through the thing. It's like, oh, man, like, I'm connected to you in a way. And now it's like, I'm a victim. Hey, hello. yeah, you know, I know, yeah, my mom is, let's say, oh, yeah, mom's really sick, and it's like, no, it's like, my mom's sick, it's like, yeah, but, like, you gotta, like, what the person that's actually in a bad situation needs someone that's, like, not breaking down, like, it would make them feel worse, right? They're like, God damn, if no one has hope for me, like, because you can cry, but, like, crying in front of people, too, is, like, another thing that, like, I don't think should happen. You should cry in front of people. You shouldn't!
Why?
Because the only people that look at it as a good thing are girls and, like, the gay guys. Like...
Well, maybe that's a problem with straight men, then.
That what?
That they can't cry in front of anyone.
It's because...
That's a problem.
Yeah, because if the straight guy... If we start crying... How the fuck is anything going to get done anymore? If we can't look at, like, a group and be like, they'll control it once, you know, like, hey, we're going to be America and we're going to go fight a war with China. And we're all a bunch of crybabies. There are no crybabies in China. There are no crybabies in Russia. There are no crybabies in North Korea. First, because if I don't have time. It's, when you live hard lives, less, that's what's crazy, too. The better people's lives is, the more they cry. The harder people's lives is, they don't cry.
That's because you're allowed to cry.
No. But they're not allowed to cry?
They should be.
Right. But there's crying. Like, it's like something that, like, it takes up so much time. It's too, like, draining. Crying drains you. Like, you'll get, like, you're like, damn. Like, you get a good ball out. Like, you get tired. Right? Like, you need naps after a good cry.
Really
crying actually will make you go to sleep.
Yeah.
If you've got fucking insomnia, just cry. Or, you know, just cry. You'll go. You used to have it as a kid. You cry, and next thing you know, you're waking up in the morning. What the fuck? I was crying.
Yeah.
There's like the tears on your cheeks. They're like, they're dried up now. But I'm not saying people shouldn't be able to cry. But, okay. But speaking of the Barbie movie, here we go. So, we're supposed to feel bad for Margot Robbie. And whatever the director's name is, no one knows who you are, woman. Like, no one knows who you are. You, first of all, you directed Barbie. Really? I don't really.
It's a great movie.
Okay. Oh, here we go. This is kind of what we're talking about. So, there's great movies. And now Barbie's in the same category as Forrest Gump, as Schindler's List. Like,
yeah.
Barbie.
Yeah.
It's nominated for Best Picture. How sad has Hollywood in that industry gotten that Barbie?
It was a great movie.
And you didn't... Okay, it was a great movie. But because it... Why was it a great movie? Like, what made it great? Because it...
It was funny. It
well,
had
but,
a storyline.
Yep.
It...
But every movie has a storyline. Like that's not the bar. That's not the bar. Like, hey, the movie was great. Why? It's got a story. Hey, it had a storyline. What are you talking about? That's what. It would be a great movie. Like, and it was funny. Well, yeah. I mean, there's funny movies, but Dumb and Dumber was fucking hilarious. Wasn't up for the best fucking picture, and it was way fun. I can tell you that because people are upset that Ryan Gosling got a nomination and not Margot Robbie. It's like, but literally everyone I know that saw that movie says Gosling killed it. No one says Margot Robbie killed it. They say Gosling.
I think Margot Robbie did great.
As what? An attractive blonde chick? She really didn't go outside the box here. Like, she didn't. And it's really not hard nowadays to just play a woman who's, like, shitting on men. That's gonna get you round
the
bus.
Shitting on men.
The whole movie was about the patriarchy, how men, white men in particular, just run everything. Women would be...
Yeah, and it was also about how women... think and the message that they have to go through. It was more than just shitting on men. It was about how women feel and all the pressures that they're under
because
and the
of
things
who?
That
because
they have
what?
To go through. Society and
society
people in
what?
General.
Right. But they... I saw a thing that they say the word patriarchy in the movie over a dozen times. That patriarchy doesn't mean women. That means men that held women down because... they needed to have the power. It's like,
yeah, because when Ken wanted to make it Kendom,
yeah.
That's what it was all about.
But because he was living in a world where, like, he couldn't even... Women act like they don't have, like, the right to speak up for themselves or, like, say anything. Like, they act like they're being, like, that they've been in a way where, like, they're, what women are being held down nowadays in America? Because there's places in this world where women are actually being held down, where women actually can't do things. There's not one woman in America that can't do, well, they can't do everything a man can do, but not when it comes to, like, getting jobs and having a voice. Like, because maybe instead of blaming everybody else, you just have a voice that's, like, your own and not just, like, blaming people.
I mean,
for,
they can have a voice, but when they speak up, they're either being too emotional or they're being dramatic. Absolutely.
Okay, because maybe they are.
No.
Because
if
you're trying to
have a voice.
Yeah, but if your voice comes with crying, you're not going to get the point across. Like, if you're going to try to say that you're a strong, independent woman and you're crying when you're saying it, you are not that.
Okay, but then you have men that can scream at the top of their lungs and get a red face, and that's supposed to be okay.
Who said that's okay?
To get the point across?
Who said that's okay? Who says it's okay? Like, this is the thing that women do.
But that's more acceptable than a woman getting, like, having a little tears and maybe being passionate about
it. Acceptable where? Where? Where is it acceptable for a man to just get red in the face and just yell at someone? Who thinks this is acceptable?
People make that more acceptable than women.
Women what?
Crying.
No, they don't.
Absolutely.
You think, Vanessa, you think that if you asked 1,000 people, hey, what do you think is more acceptable? Men berating people or women crying? They're going to say men berating people. No, they're going to say women crying because women can cry. No one has ever told their little boy, you know what you need to do to be like powerful? Berate and yell, because that's how you get there. We have a whole saying that like if you start yelling, like you're not going to get your point across. But if it's a man, the fact that they try to act like they're still a victim. Somehow Margot Robbie and this director are victims of the patriarchy, and they just made one of the most successful movies ever. You're fucking lost. You're gross. Maybe you just wanted that because you just thought because you were a woman that you were going to get the nominations. You didn't really have to earn it. You don't have to do anything. You're a woman. You should have just been given it because you're a fucking woman. That's crazy. And that's insane. And to then, these people. This woman, literally, I was watching this thing. This is a quote from this woman. It's impossible to be a woman. She said that. You are literally standing there as a woman. How is it impossible? How is it impossible to be a woman? Because men? Like, how is it impossible? Like, the fact that this patriarchy thing. And then, I talked this before, they will support trans women. And that's the ultimate form of patriarchy. Men literally taking away things from women. Not like in this realm of women making it up, like taking awards, taking things directly from them, pretending they're women. Men are turning into women. They're literally taking women away. But we should support that because they say they're a woman. Right. But that's a man taking your fucking gender from you. That's nuts. Talk about patriarchy. Fuck. They didn't just try to hold you down. They literally try to become you and then win all your shit. Woman of the Year. And it's fucking Dylan Mulvaney. That's a boy's name, first of all. His name's Dylan. And it's a boy's name. Because unisex names are not a thing. It's not. It's either boy's name or girl's name. Like,
our cousin's name is literally Mackenzie.
That's a girl's name. Sorry about it. Your parents should have thought a little harder, but like that's a fucking girl's name. I don't care that they shortened it and called back. Like, you know, if my name was Stephanie and they just called me Steph, like, it's a girl's name. Like, just because you shortened it up to make it sound like a boy, like, doesn't make it not a boy's name. Like, not a girl's name. You know, like, there's not any unisex name that, like, you can't just be like, that's for a man or a woman. Like, Taylor. If you're a guy named Taylor, your parents fucking really didn't think that one through. Right? Taylor's a girl's name. Taylor's a girl's name. The fact that, like, Jamie is a girl's name. James is the boy's name. Like, what are we doing here? It's just like my name. Stefan, boy. Stephanie, girl. But this world we're living in now, how dare I say that? How dare you? You should be able to name your kid. Fuck. If you had a girl, beautiful girl, just name her John. There's no such thing as girls' names and guys' names. Just name her John. See how she gets along. Fucking crazy. But, like, that is, yep. Bruce Jenner? Turning into Caitlyn Jenner? Not turning into. Like, they don't just, you know, just because you put on a dress, some makeup, and get some fucking plastic surgery, you're not turning into this, whatever you call yourself. You can't just change your name and now you're just like a different thing. Like, you're the same person you were. Like, the fact that, but again, Woman of the Year. That's patriarchy. That was Bruce Jenner. He was a top male athlete. This guy was like on a Wheaties box. A man. And now he took a woman of the year from a woman. Wow, patriarchy. That's patriarchy. Dylan Mulvaney, same thing. Because we're supposed to celebrate these fuckers. And Dylan Mulvaney's even worse because he's just making a mockery of what he thinks you guys are. He's caricaturing what women are. You know, like,
I don't know who that is.
Good. But it's he's like trans fucking, he's like the guy of the trans.
So she.
Oh, well, he, because I don't need to call him a she because he wants to be. If he wanted to be called, because.
I mean, it's just disrespectful. Like, there's no reason. Yeah, because, like.
So.
What do you get out of
what
if
do they
someone
get out of?
Wants to. Living their life how they
want
to live.
I'm not telling
them
they can't live their life. They're telling me I can't live my life the way I want to live it. I'm the one who's supposed to go and do what they want me to do. That's not me telling them. They're telling me. You
all
have to call me.
All they're asking is for respect.
No, they're not.
Absolutely.
No, because.
Absolutely. If someone is transitioned and they are a woman now and you're just constantly calling them he,
okay,
that's
but,
rude.
But,
you're not respecting.
Well, first because.
Who they are.
Well, because the idea that we're just supposed to care about others' feelings is silly. I don't need to give a fuck about your feelings. And if you get all butthurt because I called you a dude because that's what you were or
people
are.
Should care more about people's feelings.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't because that's why we're getting into this fucking problem now. Is that they say that it is a, like, a threat and it, like, violence against them for, I don't know what word they use. It's fucking, it's a silly word. For misgendering them. And it's like, but they do it all the time. Because they don't even believe their own shit. They don't believe their own shit. Because am I? Like, if someone calls me a guy, and they're, like, they don't know, right? You have to ask everybody now. Everybody you see. You see, like, hey, are you a dude or a girl? Because what if it's just an ugly dude? Or what if it's just an ugly girl? That's disrespectful. That's actually disrespectful. Like, because you walked up, like, hey, are you a guy? Can you imagine if someone asked you that? Would you be like, he's just, man, you're progressive. I love it that you... If you thought I was a guy, you know, because the other way around, like, a guy looking like a girl, like, that's not an insult, right? Like, if a guy looks like a girl, you're just a pretty guy, like, right? Like, there's no girl that looks like a guy. They're like, damn, she's hot. No. If a guy looks like a girl, he's fucking, but he could look like an ugly girl, you know? Because, I mean, you get a little weight on him, I got, look like a tits, right? Because, you know, because tits don't even make you a woman. Guys have titties. They just gotta get bigger to do it. Like, it's what it is. But, no, we don't need to. If you're going to cry because I'm calling you what you were, what you are, that's crazy. That's crazy.
And that's just rude of you.
But that's the thing. Like, more people should not care if people consider them rude. Like, especially over such menial things like this. Like, if someone thinks
but
you're rude.
But it's not a menial thing to that person.
Yes.
And maybe a menial thing to you, it doesn't make it. But anything less to that person.
I know.
Like, you're not the only one.
But neither are they. And that's what they want us to...
just want to be respected.
Correct. But they don't... You don't just deserve respect because... You don't... Isn't this a saying as well? You earn respect. You're not just giving it. So you just want to be respected because you did some weird shit that a lot of people don't agree with. Like, are you like, that's not... What do I respect you for? Oh, hey, you... You say you're a girl now. How do you respect you? Okay. But if you don't do that, do they respect me? Would they respect me? Do you think if a tranny would talk to me, do you think they would respect me?
In what way?
In a way of respect. Do you think that they would think that I was a rude, transphobic, and do you think they'd call me names? Because that's not respect.
If you were being disrespectful
by calling
them
their gender.
If... Oh, my God.
They would say... They would say I'm outright, like, they say that you're risking their life. In what way? Is someone risking your life? Who is coming up to you like, I thought you were a girl, but you were a dude, and killing them? Where is the trannies being? Where is these stories? Because they're trying to latch onto the gay story. No one is killing trannies because they're trannies. No one's doing this. No one is just going out there like, looking for a tranny tonight to kill. They were doing that to the gays. But because, like I said before, those were gay guys doing that. Like, gay guys are killing the gay guys. They were. Because they were just super closeted and they could not. The way I show I'm not gay is by gay bashing. Because that's the ultimate way to show I'm not gay. Like, you know, that's what it was. But Because if it was happening, don't you think we'd be hearing about it? The media would eat it up if there was just an uprising in trans murders.
You watch YouTube and your algorithm is never going to show that.
But it would.
And no, it's going to show your side, people who think just like you.
But no, it's not.
For sure.
No, because it's just because, like, does your algorithm have this vast variety of mindful thoughts? Stop it. It doesn't. Because you navigate to the things that you agree with. If you don't agree with one thing, why? Especially when it comes to this. Like, I don't agree with, like, the way that we do our, like, schooling. Like, how we just don't get the kids earlier to, like, know what they're good at. I don't agree with that. But I certainly wouldn't want to, like, oh, let's watch why we do that. Like, no, because I don't need to agree with, disagree. If I disagree with something, why would I watch? Because they also don't. You think that trannies watch Matt Walsh? I don't believe it. So they don't have that, this moral compass where, like, they're like, hey, I watch Fox News and CNN. You don't. You don't. You either hate Donald Trump or you don't. Like, it's not, there's nobody like, I watch both Biden and Trump just to see. No, they don't. They navigate to what they like. And that's what they need to do. Just, you know, they're the ones that call themselves a community. So fucking stick with your community and stop trying to drag everyone else into it. If we don't want to be a part of it, we don't need to be. And if we don't think we don't need to be a part of your community, because, like, why are you not part of just the community?
They're not asking to be a part of your community. They're
they want us to be a part of theirs. They want us to. Yeah, but.
To who they are.
But that's not. But,
and I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, it's not.
To respect somebody's wishes.
No, but, you could, but it's not.
Who they are.
It's not. But if respecting someone means that you have to, like, what I say is, like, it goes. And, like, if you disagree with me, that's disrespecting me. Then, like, that's. Well, that's where it is. If you disagree, you're disrespectful. That's crazy. That's not disrespect.
No, that's not disrespect. Oh, but okay. If you're gonna, if there's a trans woman and you're constantly calling me he, that is disrespectful.
Do gay people get offended if someone thinks they're straight? If a gay guy is out there like, oh, I thought you were straight. Is he like, oh, how fucking dare you? How dare you just guess my sexual preference by, I don't know, the way I act? The way I look? How do they get all upset with this? Does anybody get upset with, like, do white people or black, does anyone, they're like, oh, man, are you black? And they're like, how dare you? Just because I look this way doesn't mean that that's what I am. Oh, okay. Because just because you fucking pop on a wig and a dress doesn't mean that, like, no, a lot of girls don't wear dresses and, like, do makeup and, like, so that doesn't make you that, right? Like, what makes you one thing or the other is, like, something out of your control. You don't control what, just like you don't control your skin color, you don't control your gender. Because, and you don't control your age either, because it's weird how they draw that line, right? It's only gender. You cannot just say you're anything else. If someone wanted, would you respect someone if they wanted to be called a cow? If they're like, I am a cow. How dare you even think I'm a human being? Like, why would you think that? You're spreading violence here. Would you be like, oh, okay, that person's a... You would turn around and be like, you fucking hear what this fucking crazy person said. You would.
But to them, oh. I would be nice.
But that's not good, right? Because you're perpetuating the mental illness. You're telling them that, hey, your mental illness is fucking awesome. And then going behind your back and like, this fucking person I never want to see again. Like, this is why we're at. Because no one would just be like, can you stop? Like, can you go away? Stop trying to convince me you're something that you're not. Stop. You don't have to convince someone you're a girl. Do you ever try to convince someone you're a girl? Do you ever have to have this conversation? Like, hey, buddy. Hi. Let me tell you something. No, you didn't. You didn't. You haven't even thought of it. You still to this day, you've never even thought of it. You've never once been like, am I a girl? You've never thought of it.
I've never had that feeling.
Correct.
No.
Correct.
But some people do have feelings like that.
Yeah. But, yes, they do. But some people have feelings of murder. Mental illness is a thing. And it doesn't just stop at, like, oh, crazy people that, like, wanted, like, no, it's all over the board. It's all over. These people are sick. They're sick and fucking, you know, Joe Biden and that fucking party are just fucking feeding into it. Sorry. But, you know, no, I'll say it after this. Well, I'm on a good note here. See, because good notes to me, like, not good notes to you. But see, we disagree, right? But do you feel like I violated your respect? Do you think I'm being disrespectful to you? Because I am counter. I am on the opposite side of your feelings. Am I disrespecting you?
No.
Right. Like, if you, like, if you, when you, you're gay, have I ever disrespected you for that? No.
No.
Correct. But I'm telling you, if you fucking try to tell me you're a boy, I'm never going to call you a boy. Just bottom line.
But that now, would be disrespectful to me.
Okay. Okay. But would you not love me anymore? You're just like, man, my brother just will not.
No, I wouldn't talk to you. If you constantly did that to me, I would not be around you.
First of all, how many...
Why would I want to be around someone that won't respect me?
But your friends, but people you're around would never. When's the last time, like, anyone you know has been like, her? Like they don't, they call you Vanessa. This only happens when it's a stranger. Once they know you, they call you your name. I'm not like, she, like, no. I'm like, Vanessa. Like, yeah. Like, but if you're like, whoa, buddy. Oh, fuck it. You're rude. And you're professional buttons. No, because we haven't even come up with a name for them. Like, we had faggot for gays. The trannies don't even have a, like a disrespectful, like, name that, like, the society made up to, like, disrespect.
Tranny is probably not.
What?
Like, you're like,
they
what?
Call themselves that.
No, they call them trans women or trans men. Not tranny.
But we know how we in America do language. We shorten things. Like, oh, you're I'm not going to say trans woman. I'm saying you're
trans. So you're trans.
But
that's
how
you're
trans.
You're not short.
What if you work with an Asian guy?
Not a tranny.
What if you work with an Asian guy and his name's trans? Now he thinks talking about him and now he can talk about some fanny.
Oh my God.
But no, we can end on that.
Fucking,
I got
thank
you. I got a fucking. No, we're not gonna. Do what you want to do, you know? But like.
Be respectful to people.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
Don't be an asshole.
Well, for no reason.
Be respectful.